Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast, Get Fit with Eric. And I've got a special guest today, my own dad, who has a great fitness story here. A couple of years ago, almost 2 years ago, he had an incident. It was pretty scary. He couldn't feel his legs, and he lost a lot of his balance. And we couldn't figure out what was going on. And it took three MRIs to figure out what the problem was. But luckily, we found out what it was. And he had a benign tumor on his spine. And they were able to go in and take that out. But it left him very weak. And we're going to talk about the experience, because he went from walking with the walker in October to hiking the Black Hills, chasing turkeys around because he loves to hunt in April. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today because we want to share some success stories. So I'm going to interview him and we're going to go through that. So Dad, I want you to talk about, where were you at mentally and kind of physically at that point when we were in October and we didn't kind of know what was going on?
I didn't really know what to do on the, it happened and I couldn't, feel my legs, and I thought, oh my God, what's happening? And they couldn't find out what it was, and finally they identified what was wrong, the growth on my spine. They found a doctor that did it right away, which I was happy with, and I could tell right away that I had feeling in the legs, but I couldn't make them work. I couldn't make them work, and Eric explained to me that it was not necessarily muscles come back quicker, but nerves take a longer period of time. So we started a program at that time, and eventually now I'm in great shape. I still have a little lingering deal where I turn around real quick and I can feel something. Other than that, I've been hunting and fishing and doing work out in the yard, which keeps me happy. That's my exercise.
So let's go back to that. You know, kind of what did you think was going to happen when that all went down? I mean, when you couldn't feel your legs and they couldn't give you an answer, or even when you came out of the surgery and you felt weak, what did you think was going to be the next steps for you?
Well, once we got through, I wasn't really sure. For a while there, I thought I was going to be in a wheelchair the rest of my life. And when we got through, I talked to Eric and said, Eric, we got to do something about that. And he set up a program for me. But I was really concerned about if I was ever going to get back to where I should have been.
So let's talk about that program. So you decided to commit to training and coming in a couple times a week and then doing some walking on your own. So there were times, obviously, you're going to be honest, that you got frustrated and you didn't see progress, but you always talk about how something would just switch. Tell me about that process.
Well, we'd go along every day. We did this, as I say, twice a week. We were doing that program that you designed for me, and I'd go periods of time where I didn't think there was any progress, and it seemed like there was plateaus, and there was various plateaus.
So, but you stuck with it, and what did you see change over time?
Well, gradually, I could see all the other. I was moving better, I had more stability, all of those factors, and then gradually, I came back to. Not exactly where I was, but I came back to, I can do just about everything I did before that happened, and I was very pleased with that.
And so as you got more balance and strength, and you had that goal of getting out to turkey hunt in South Dakota, I mean, how did you know, you got out there. How did that feel to get to not miss that other hunting trip? I know we have two Super Bowls, deer hunting, deer opener and turkey season. So you made it to that trip, and how did that feel when you got there?
Well, first of all, we had one with the turkey or deer hunting. I had to miss that the first time in about 60 years. And then we went out to South Dakota and I shot a turkey out there. I wasn't fully back to where I should have been, but I was pretty good. I climbed underneath a barbed wire fence to get the bird and back over and was all by myself and started plucking the bird. So I was back to where I wanted to be. I was happier than heck. I was back.
And then you kept going after, you know, that was the original goal, was you didn't want to miss any more hunting. So besides hunting, we've been training ever since. And like I said, it's been almost 2 years. So why do you keep doing it?
Well, I get better every day. I mean, there's still little things there, but I can notice that if I don't keep with it, that I lose it. I was just telling Eric the other day that I had missed one of the things and I felt kind of bad because I could feel I needed that. Certain exercises that we do, and that I can tell how helping my back, make my back feel good.
And so right now you're coming up on 82 years old. You live on an acreage lot. You work outside. And what were you doing today before? We're just about to start a training session here. What were you just telling me you were doing before you came in today?
Everything I wanted to. We put in a new pool deck out and back, and I was moving I can move big rocks, and I can do cut down trees. I can do just about everything that that we can. Maybe not to the full extent, but I'm not a spring chicken. But I can put my mind to it, and I can get just about everything I want to do done.
So our big takeaway here, everybody, today is you know, I know a lot of us, like myself, have parents that are aging. And, you know, we talk about quantity of life, but we're talking about quality of life. You know, I think one of the things I'm seeing in this field is that a lot of people are looking to not just live longer, but live better in their later years. And my dad's a great example because he still does everything he likes to do. He was out hunting. He was on a full hunting season, what he could do. He was out pheasant hunting again this year. He really has attached this to his why. But he also does love to work in the yard. That's probably his second love, is to doing chores. I know I got used to those growing up. So just maybe we'll just end this really quick. Is like, how has just being consistently, not becoming a gym rat, but coming to the gym consistently every week, and you know, staying active and doing the things you need to do, how has that changed the quality of your life as you look at as you start your 80s?
Well, I feel like I'm a lot younger than that, to be very truthfully. I can see some of my friends, they haven't got the ability to do what I do.
Well, it's an awesome story, Dad. I appreciate your time today. We got to get to our training session here, but I just wanted to share this with you guys because a lot of times we talk about weight loss, we talk about athletes, but there is a place for training for older adults, and it's really about maintaining that quality of life so you can do what you want to do and do it at a high level, not with pain, or you have to give things up because of age and just throwing in the towel. So definitely a great story, but going from a walker to hiking in the Black Hills. And I know even me and being in shape, that ranch has some big hills, and we chase those turkeys all over. So it was a great story. Thanks for being with us today, and appreciate working with you.
Bye-bye.